Better late than never. This week on episode 40 of the Odd Dad Out podcast, I've got some fun stories from this past Halloween. The new trailer for Wonder Woman is out, and I've got a very disappointed gambler and a lesson in celebrity worship that just went very wrong.
Beginning Odd Dad Out podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Odd Dad Out podcast, where normal is not my specialty. I am your host, as always, Adam Higgins, and this is the show where I share fun and interesting stories from the news and put my sarcastic, smartassy spin on them and just generally make fun of stuff. So, this week, I guess I've got to address the 108-pound elephant in the room, and because, after all, the curse has been broken, and let's turn that off. The Cubs have won the World Series, and again, 108 years since the Cubs won the World Series. And so, you know, it's worth acknowledging. I'm not a sports person. I openly admit I'm not a sports person, even though my wife is a Texan and diehard football fan. I'm not a sports person in general. So like, I appreciate it. And I heard it was a great game. And even people who are non-sports people thought it was a great game and just very entertaining. But, you know, that aside, congratulations to the Cubs. 108 years is a long-ass stretch for any sports team to go without winning a championship. I guess that would technically mean every sports team at some time has won the championship in their existence, or at least in, I mean, it's 108 years. It's a long-ass fucking time. And that being said, apparently now, the record for the longest streak of a major sports team to go without winning the championship now falls on the Arizona Cardinals, who haven't won the Super Bowl since 1947, when they were the Chicago Cardinals. So I think Chicago's just cursed. That's what it is. It has nothing to do with the Cubs or the Bears or the whoever. It's Chicago. Chicago's cursed. Okay, enough about sports, because this is not a sports show at all. Right up. I would say better late than never. Wanted to do this earlier in the week, but it really seems like all the best stuff comes out later in the week. And I'm glad I did, because yesterday, if we are getting this out on, technically I'm late, but whatever, if we're getting this out, it's Friday the 4th of November. We got a new trailer for Wonder Woman this week, so let's check it out.
What is your mission?
To stop the war.
What war?
The war to end all wars.
Weapons far deadlier than you can ever imagine.
The war can be ours.
Whoever you are in more danger than you think.
I cannot stand by while innocent lives are lost.
Be careful, Diana.
Who is this woman?
She's my secretary, sir. She's a very good secretary.
How can a woman possibly fight in this?
Fight? We use our principles. Although, I am not opposed to engaging in a bit of fisticuffs should the occasion arise.
Okay, I'm really excited for this, and I will admit, because, again, I'm married and I have 4 kids, I don't actually get to go to the movies very often, but I've heard some rough things coming out of the DC movies lately, but they also looked bad from the trailers. Like, they looked flawed. This just looked really good. This looked really, the action sequences look good, the they look well designed. The sets are gorgeous. The island, just everything. And it's a World War One movie with Wonder Woman because, you know, she's like a fucking 1,000 years old. But it really looks like they're doing a good job. And I remember when the trailer came out, actually remarking on Twitter that wouldn't it be funny if this is the movie after them not making Wonder Woman anything short of the Linda Carter series back in the 70s. Wouldn't it be funny that after all this time of never making a Wonder Woman movie and failing to do it and all these failed attempts at Wonder Woman over all this time, that this is the movie that turns around the DC universe? It'd be ironically hilarious and awesome at the same time. Because, I mean, they said that she was one of the few shining moments of BVS. So what the hell? And this looks great. It really does. It's kind of like what I was saying with the Logan trailer last time, that this just looks like it's a well shot. The trailer is just, it's just a very well put together, well done trailer. The music works very well. It sets the scene very well. And there's almost a critique of the editing of the trailer itself, but I mean, the trailer really does, even if it gives you everything, it's still a good trailer and really gets you into the movie. It looks actiony. It looks very story driven. And they're obviously throwing in like that little bit at the end. They're throwing in bits of comedy. They're like, no, we need to be a little bit lighthearted with stuff. So they're finally getting it. So yeah, I'm excited for this. I think it's going to be really good. I really want to see the last DC movie I saw was Man of Steel. I want to see BVS. I want to see Suicide Squad, because as much as people have been saying they're terrible, I still want to, you know, make my own opinion. But again, I have 4 kids and my wife doesn't like nerd stuff. So yeah, so I don't have anybody to enjoy these films with directly. And I don't want to go to a movie by myself and then I'd feel really guilty not taking my wife or my kids or whatever. But that's a whole other thing. But speaking of my wife and kids, wow, that was a segue I didn't expect to exist. we just passed, again, I meant I'm recording this, it's November 4th. And so this past Monday was Halloween, which I'm learning by listening to a lot of other shows, especially like Australian shows. Halloween and trick-or-treating and all is not that big in Australia, which is kind of funny. I didn't know. Then again, it kind of makes sense. It's very, like, Western-type holiday. Like, America, like Western Europe and American, very much that sort of thing. That aside, Monday was Halloween, and so there were a couple of fun, you know, we dress up the kids, we go trick-or-treating. Like I said, we're in a different house now than we were at the beginning of the year. Incidentally, we used to live in this neighborhood, so we were kind of familiar with it. But a funny thing happened when we took the boys out this year. Never mind that we've got 2 more kids now than we did when we lived here last time. But we made a killing on chocolate. I remember when I was a kid. When I was a kid, we had a huge neighborhood, and we would be out for hours and hours and hours. We still came back, and it was like a tiny fraction chocolate and a shit ton of gum and an ass load of Blow Pops and Tootsie Roll Pops. But you got the smallest portion of everything was chocolate, or good chocolate at that. But you got a lot of those like foil pumpkin looking coins and shit like that. This year, my boys, we got like 80-90% good chocolate, shit tons of Reese's and Snickers and all good, no full size bars. We don't live in some, we're not that rich, but we're not rich. But apparently our neighbors are very nice and very giving. And there was just handfuls of quality chocolate that my boys were just making a cleaning on. And of course, because they're all cute, and we actually, and it's my wife's doing, but we go out and we have like a theme when we go out for Halloween. It's not like one boy says, oh, I want to be a Ninja Turtle. Oh, I want to be Batman. Like, oh, no, we do a thing. My wife is, for like forever, we've just kind of done a thing. We've gone out as a rock band. We've gone out as a family of vampires. And this year we decided we're going to go out with a football theme. And so the boys were all in their like football attire with the line with their eyes painted up. And because I'm not a sports person, we decided, well, what the hell can I do? Like, A, I don't have any sports attire. I don't have a jersey of any type or anything like that. Like, the closest I have to a branded anything is I have a an Orange County Choppers shirt that I got from my mother-in-law. And I've got an Elton Brown shirt that I bought on a tour stop a couple years ago. That's it. I was like, I don't own sports stuff. I don't have jerseys or anything like that. And so my wife was like, well, you could wear one of my jerseys. I'm like, no. A, I'm not comfortable wearing a jersey. I feel like I'm lying to the entire universe that way. But I was like, oh, well, wait a second. I was like, I've got this. And it's like, I've got some ties and a sport coat and a headset. I'm going to go as the announcer. So I go out with my button-down shirt and my tie and a sport coat and my headset on and everything. And I go out for Halloween as the announcer for this team of footballers that are... God, that sounded like soccer. I listened to too much Australian stuff. I'm calling them footballers. But yeah, I've got this group of football kids, and I'm the announcer. And because, again, my wife, you know, we kind of have to do the whole theme stuff. So we decide she's going to dress up and she's going to take one of our extra mics from the show and she's going to be the field reporter. So this is what we do for Halloween. We do a theme and we have fun with it. And the boys have a great time. And I think just the getting to have that sort of stuff, you know, the getting to do it together, because again, we are antisocial. We do not interact with our neighbors. Halloween is the one day of the year where we go out and see our neighbors and meet our neighbors and interact. And I'm pretty sure most of them still at the end of the night don't realize who we are because we never come out the rest of the time. If you see me outside, it's because I'm mowing the yard or putting out the trash. That's it. But it's always a good time. And we, you know, it's been a good, we just walked and, you know, did a couple blocks and had a great time. And the boys got to see lots of stuff. And my wife got scared from all of the spider webs and stuff in houses because she's terrified of spiders, even plastic ones. But Halloween was fun, as it is all the time. But besides our fun stories, there were some other fun stories that came out of this Halloween. And talking about silly costumes and just fun costumes, honestly, I intended to have this episode up before Halloween. It was a plan. I had a plan. I always have a plan. My plans usually get shot to shit, but I had a plan to have an entire Halloween, like pre-Halloween episode, and I had a ton of stories about Halloween, and it all just kind of crumbled. But one story I had to hold on to this is there was a, I was going to look up the location. I don't have it off the top of my head right now, but there was a Burger King and I that dressed up. They dressed up a Burger King as a McDonald's, as the ghost of a McDonald's. They put a big sheet over the entire Burger King and just had McDonald's written on it. And the boxes, like, while they were all dressed up, they had the burgers and everything inside were in McDonald's, like, plain, like, whited out McDonald's-style boxes that just said McDonald's written on them in, like, Sharpie. And they were just the ghost of McDonald's. It's like, they dressed up an entire Burger King as a McDonald's. As a ghost of McDonald's. It's great. And it's one of those like, oh man, that's fucked up. Just as at the same time, that's fucking genius. And I'm sure somebody in legal was like, can we do this? Is this okay? Is this safe? Are we going to get in trouble? Maybe. But it's also probably one Burger King franchisee. I'm pretty sure this idea wasn't pitched by, you know, top brass and Burger King, but it's still a fucking great idea. And I'm sure they're probably going to try and pull off something like this again next year, unless like some major legal trouble or shit comes their way, which would just be utter bullshit. It would just be so fucking, oh, we're going to sue that Burger King because they made a joke at our expense last Halloween. And yeah, people are so happy like that. Oh my God. I'm pitching next year. They get some big ass, like Raggedy Ann, like giant, like Raggedy Ann style, yarn, pigtails and go as Wendy's. Just saying, like giant fucking pigtails off the top of the Burger King and say you're Wendy's this year. Yeah. Good. Good. I'm glad we agree with this. All right. All right. So I'm going to do something new. I'm going to do something completely new. I've never done this before. I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I will have the bullshit from the news and our jackass from the week right after this message from Potter and Family.
What is the Potter and Family?
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad,
J Mills,
and Lil Man
from the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Row podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
Hey, y'all. It's Juliette Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Gareth from the Open Air Palace podcast.
This is Nick from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Potter and Family and use the hashtag Potter and Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Potter and Family, where great podcasts come home.
So, a woman in Queens, New York, thought she won $43 million playing a slot machine. Unfortunately, the machine was broken. And she only really won $2.25. So, this woman, she's playing the, and I'm sorry to say, she should have been suspicious at a $42 million jackpot when she was playing the penny slot machines. But that aside, so she's playing slot machines, and then the jackpot rolls up, and it says she had a, let me pull up the exact number, because why the hell not? I have looked at information so far. $42,949,672 jackpot on a penny slot machine. So, of course, the, and then it apparently is supposed to print out the little ticket. This is, here's your winnings. Take this to the little change maker. I've never been at a casino. I'm going off of what I've seen in movies. Shut up. I'm supposed to take her little ticket that says her winnings to the cashier to get her prize, all this stuff. Well, after she wins this jackpot and it goes off and the people security come over, they take the machine away and they tell her, it appears this machine is malfunctioning. We're going to check it out to verify your prize. So after they verify the machine, it turns out the machine was broken and malfunctioned. And how did they know? Because the machine only had a maximum payout amount of $6,500. Because it was a penny slot machine. How are you going to play a penny and win $43 million? That's just logic. I'm just going to say, lady, that's just some inference you might want to think about. That's an idea that might cross your mind. Now, of course, the next day she comes back and they tell her, here is your winnings, $2.25. And now I will straight up say, and of course at this point, now she's gotten a lawyer. Straight up, she's, you know, after all this, because this happened a while back, she's gotten a lawyer at this point. Now they're like, how are you going to give me $2.25 when the machine said it should have been $43 million? And they're like, well, because when we went back and checked the code of the machine, because come on, these new casinos and new slot machines are all so computer advanced and everything. It's got a machine. It's got a microchip. It tells you what the winnings are in case somebody tries to cheat or in case there's a malfunction. Well, they checked the machine. The printout said her winnings were $2.25. So they said, this is what you win. But for all the confusion, here's, you know, about your first steak dinner. Here, you know, have dinner on the casino because of the trouble. Now, yeah, I get that it's slightly condescending. It's like, sorry you didn't win $43 million. Here, have a steak on us. But like, the machine was broken. And it clearly had a sign that said, any machine malfunction voids all payouts. So technically, they didn't even have to give her the $2. They didn't have to give her a steak dinner. He was like, hey, look, the machine was broken. The machine gave a false payout. It gave, it's like, you couldn't have won $43 million on this machine. So, sorry, you're not going to, we're not giving you $43 million. And we're not some casino that can just pay out $43 million on a penny slot machine anyway. But I understand their frustration. I do. I understand her being upset. And I understand, like, the lawyers and everybody's just like, well, why don't you at least pay out the maximum the machine had, the $6,500? Like, because according to the machine's computer, that's not her payout. Now, I totally see both sides of this. Because I see, like, the machine said I won this huge jackpot. Shouldn't I get a huge jackpot? But I see the casino side of, well, yeah, but we were able to check the machine. And the machine said you won $2. Like, if the machine said you won $500, we'd give you $500. But the machine said you won $2, so here's your $2. And we'll, you know, here's a voucher for dinner on us because of the, you know, the mistake. And again, yeah, the steak dinner thing is kind of condescending if you want to be offended by everything. Like, I wouldn't be pissed about it. I'm sorry. I mean, they're all pissed and they're suing the casino and all this bullshit. And I was like, hey, you're not entitled to anything. And again, clearly labeled malfunctioning machine, no payout, voided your payout, because sometimes machines break. Anybody is like, they've all got computers in them now. And anybody, come on, everybody out there, if you're listening to this, you've got a computer. You either got a computer in front of you or you've got this little thing in your pocket that's basically a computer. It's called your phone. So all computers can fail. Computers can get viruses. Microchips can burn up. You know, little transistors and little wires and things that are in electronic components can go bad, and a machine can fail and have a glitch. Every video game has glitches. A slot machine can glitch and give you a $43 million payout on a machine that can't pay out that high. It's just a fact. Some things happen with computers. I'm sympathetic to her side, but at the end of the day, it's not the casino's fault. It's not her fault. It's the machine. She was only entitled to $2. We're sorry. Have a nice day. The lawyers are saying, oh no, because it gave her this, she should get this, the maximum payout available. No. The machine says what she should get. The casino is just trying to rip her off because she won, and now they're trying to make sure they don't have to pay her out. It's like, hey, that's not legal. If any state with gambling, the laws are very strict. And it was actually the gambling commission that came in and said, sorry, you didn't win $43 million. They are the ones that requested the investigation into the machine. They're the ones that said, sorry, you didn't win $43 million, you won $2. Because that's what the gambling commission is for. So, yeah, that sucks. And again, I can see her being pissed. I can see, you know, but you got to keep a level head about shit. Because it's not your money. At the end of the day, it's not your money. Now, if you stuck $100 into that machine and it said you won $1,000 and they're going to keep your $100, you say, hey, give me my $100 back. That's my money. If your machine fucked up and ate my money, fine. But that wasn't your $43 million. That was their $43 million, which it wasn't, really there. But that aside. But yeah, it's just people get too upset about shit that's not there. You're like, you're not entitled to this jackpot. You didn't do anything but stick a penny in a machine and push a button. That doesn't entitle you to shit. You did not do anything other than play a game, and you played a broken game. Sorry. So, that's that. This week, for the Jackass of the Week, which I still really need, I need to put together like a little a sound for this. Probably like a donkey noise or something. I don't know. But for the Jackass this week, I'm going with a group effort. It's been a group effort creating the Jackass this week. Let me preface this with celebrity worship is dumb. It is. No, I'm, and as somebody who follows celebrity news and entertainment news in general, I see a lot of it. But like, I follow celebrities, I follow entertainment news, but I follow all that for the entertainment news and the news. There's substance of there's a movie coming out. There's this event is happening. This is going on in entertainment. But the people who like idolize celebrities and worship celebrities, just because more like they're, it's like you just want to be them. That is just bad. That is poor life choices. The doing something because a celebrity said so is bad. It's dumb. Worshipping, like, I must have this new fragrance because it's the new Paris Hilton perfume. It's the new Britney Spears perfume. Oh, look, these shoes are, they're Beyonce shoes. No, they're not. She didn't make the fucking shoes. Somebody else made a shoe and they paid her a lot of money to let them use her name. Air Jordans, great example. Air Jordans. My stepmom's brother has like 200 fucking pairs of Jordans. Same shit. But that sort of mentality, that celebrity idol worship, and it's straight, it's worship. It's fucking worship. That mindset, or lack of mindset, created a monster. And of course, it stems from the biggest celebrity worship monster of all, the Kardashian family. Or in this case, the Jenner family. As the Kylie Jenner lip kits, which if you follow the news, because it made fucking regular news. So Kylie Jenner, the baby of the Keeping Up with the Kardashian family. I think she's like 19. She has a makeup line. She's partnered with a I believe it's Seed Makeup, whatever the fuck it is, Seed Cosmetics, whatever. But she has a makeup line, most namely the Kylie Jenner lip kits, which is, I guess it's like lipstick and a lip liner or some bullshit like this. I don't wear makeup and I don't care. But apparently these things like sell out in seconds. It's like one of those like crazy concert tickets and shit. Like Cher goes on, tickets go on sale and they're sold out in 5 minutes. Basically, that's the same shit that happens with her products. And it's like all the teenage girls and the millennial girls that worship the Kardashians and think they're the greatest thing. And oh, if I buy this makeup, I'll have lips like Kylie. These are the same idiot bitches that were sitting there sucking on jars to get full lips like Kylie Jenner, only to find out later, they're fake! They're fucking fake. They are the product of good makeup and fucking lip injections. She fucking admitted that she's got fillers in her lips to have big lips, because she was insecure about that. And you dumb bitches want to replicate that. And you think by spending $40 on her fucking makeup that you're going to look like her. You're not going to look like her. I'm sorry. I will give them credit. They've got some pretty good genes. They've just got very well, you know, put together facial structure. But I'll also point out, you just ever see Kylie Jenner without any makeup on? She doesn't fucking look like that at all. She's almost unrecognizable. But that's a whole other thing. But what makes these people so dumb, besides the fact that they obsess about buying these products just because they've got a celebrity's name on it, is that they will go to the extreme of, oh, the stuff is sold out. Here, let me try and find it somewhere else. And what happens? They ended up buying lots of people, ended up buying fake knockoff Kylie Jenner lip kits on eBay and on bogus websites and whatever that had things in the ingredients like gasoline and glue, and girls were fucking gluing their mouth shut because they were using knockoff cosmetics. And this is not like back in the day when there was designer imposters perfume. And I think that shit still exists. I don't know. I don't wear perfume. But this isn't like designer imposters perfume where they were just replicating a fragrance. This is somebody basically made up some bullshit in their garage, slapped a sticker on it that says it's Kylie Jenner lip gloss, and sold it online for like $2 cheaper. And why? Because it's available. The real shit isn't available. She got an F rating from the Better Business Bureau because they couldn't keep up the supply. And why can't they keep up supply? Because people are dumb. Ultimately, it's because people are dumb. But these girls are so desperate to have this celebrity-endorsed makeup, this lip kit from somebody with fake lips, that they fucking glued their faces shut. I'm just going to say, you deserve it. You deserve it. The jackass of the week is all this entire group of girls and stupid parents who encourage the bullshit by buying the shit for their daughters that were dumb enough to get sucked in by bogus fucking makeup that glued their mouths shut. I'm just gonna, and if you idolize this person so much, you're aware that the official location to get, and apparently the only place you can buy these things from, the real deal stuff, is direct from her website. It is not sold on Amazon. It is not sold in any store. It is not sold anywhere other than direct by her. So if you bought it anywhere else, you know it can't be the real deal, right? But you're so desperate to say, oh, I must have the Kylie Jenner lip gloss, that you'll go and fucking buy the knockoff shit. This is not like a fake Prada bag. Look at the stitching. You know, it's fake. It's makeup. It's just fucking makeup. Guess what? Nobody knows what your fucking makeup brand is if it's on your goddamn face. Really. Now, if they have like some crazy signature color, fine, whatever the fuck. But fundamentally, it's makeup. You want to paint yourself up to look all fucking hoary? Fine. But nobody knows what the fucking brand is when it's on your damn face. So stop obsessing about having the Kylie Jenner makeup, or the Britney Spears, or the Paris Hilton, or the fucking, you know, where were they with the Angelina Jolie lips? I'm sorry, Angelina's got bigger lips than Kylie. She's just not on Instagram showing them off. And oh yeah, hers are real. But yeah, I don't understand the celebrity worship culture. It's just utterly asinine to me. But then again, I'm not a moderately pubescent female. And contrary to what my wife says, I'm not gay, so it doesn't apply there. So I guess I don't run with the crowd. I sit on the outside and watch them make fools of themselves, which is what I'm doing here. That's just, did I say asinine? I'm pretty sure I said asinine. And I will say, apparently, when all this shit went down, Kylie Jenner came out and made, like, you know, her public statement. It's like, hey, y'all. Yeah, because, you know, she sounds like that. It's like, if you buy it anywhere than my website, then it's fake. Don't do it. It's bad. Bad stuff can happen. Apparently, there's people putting glue in their fake makeup and which also think about this from the marketing perspective of, hey, you can only buy it directly from me. All the money goes directly to me, not to Dave, who runs a makeup factory in his garage. But yeah, she at least, you know, owned up to, hey, you know, look out, there's some dangerous shit out there. But it's just, I will at least give her credit over some her older sisters. Well, most of her older sisters. At least she's trying to do something, even though her brand is based on, you know, being fake. At least it's not based on a sex tape. Anyway, so I think that's going to do it for this week. What do you think? I'm going to start working some of these Potter and Family promos into the show. I'm going to start you know, picking some shows to recommend to you guys. Some of my favorites that I listen to, because it's just kind of the good thing, you know. I talk about my buddy Mark. He's part of the Odd Dad Network, on what's happening with the new man. And if you want to check out any of his shows, any you got, you know, Odd Dad Out, Mom and Dad Cuss, and What's Happening with the New Man, check out odddadout.tumblr.com. And all the shows are listed there. And that's a good place for all of our little family of shows there. Mark actually recently did 7 vlogs in 7 days. If you want to check out the YouTube channel for What's Happening with the New Man. Or he turned it all into an episode of the podcast, which you can find on the Tumblr channel or on his Podbean network, which the links will be in the show notes. And I'm trying to think, because again, I had the show planned out, but again, I'm gonna start kind of working in different segments. If you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you know I've started kind of writing up actual like blog posts, kind of where how the show originally started, which is kind of my rants about things. And so rather than having them kind of as part of the show, I may or may not include them in the main show later, or I may just leave them in text format, or I may just spin them all completely off. I don't know. I've thought about doing them as a video thing. I've thought about just recording them and having them as a segment of the show. I don't know. I'm gonna play with my little rantiness. My main here's just a rant about a thing. But I've got. Currently, I've just got my first little post about my geek nerd confusion debate, and coming up soon, I meant to have it posted up already, but I've got one coming up about the kind of double standard of objectification of men in music, which you don't hear a lot about, but that'll be coming up soon. And again, if you want anything, and find all the links to the show, anything I talk about, little write-up, and all of my little ranty blog posts at odddadout.blogspot.com. And you can always get in touch with me on Twitter and Facebook at odddadout, odddadout@gmail.com. And until next week, I've been Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. Thank you and good night.